Greetings, salutations. Normally, we'd be doing the West Texas Catholic, the audio version, but it's Thanksgiving week, and we're taking Thanksgiving week off with everybody else, and we don't have a program next week either because of the annual Share-a-thon with Guadalupe Radio Network, so we thought, why not? Let's do a kind of a truncated version of the West Texas Catholic, the audio version, but instead, call it the West Texas Catholic, the podcast. Beta version number one. My name is Chris Albrecht. I am so glad you could join us on this Thanksgiving weekend, the weekend of Friday, November 29th through Sunday, December 1st. And remember, Pastoral Center closes Wednesday at noon. We reopen on Monday morning at 9 o'clock. So, and this is for the first Sunday of Advent. And the other reason we wanted to do a podcast, we tried to get a hold of Britt Fisk, who is coming to St. Mary's Cathedral to do the Advent mission on Sunday, December 1st. And the mission continues the following evening, Monday, December 2nd, but she finally got a hold of us, and I thought, well, why not? Let's just do a podcast so we can give Britt her time on Guadalupe Radio Network, or in this case, the CAPN, the Carlo Acutis Podcast Network. And by the way, you saw the story, that I'm sure you did, and it's on page one of the latest issue of the West Texas Catholic, the newspaper. He will not be called Blessed Carlo Acutis much longer. Saint Carlo Acutis. The weekend, it looks like, of April 25th through 27th. And yes, we're already trying to figure out there's got to be a way to live stream that Mass and carry it on his self-named network called CAPN. We're working on that. Stick around for all the details on that. We're going to take care of some diocesan news in just a minute. We'll get to my opinions, of course, which we always do, my dime's worth. But we're going to keep one thing going on this program, and that's praying. We will do a lot of praying during the podcast as well. And I want to say a prayer for religious liberty, as we always do on the radio program. So if you'd please assume an attitude of prayer and join me, I'd appreciate that. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Almighty God, Father of all nations, for freedom you have set us free. In Christ Jesus, we praise and bless you for the gift of religious liberty, the foundation of human rights, justice, and the common good. Grant to our leaders the wisdom to protect and promote our liberties. By your grace, may we have the courage to defend them for ourselves and for all those who live in this blessed land. We ask this through the intercession of Mary Immaculate, our patroness, and in the name of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, with whom you live and reign, one God, forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. My dime's worth of opinions, not necessarily those of the Diocese of Amarillo or the West Texas Catholic, the newspaper, or the Office of IT. We have to make sure David Wilson approves these two. You know, we have to keep the IT guy in the hand, the producer of this program, happy. First off, continue to pray for favorable weather for our farmers and ranchers. You know, we have a lot of cotton still in the field that needs to be ginned and harvested. Harvested and ginned. Let's get the order right here. So help out with some prayers for our farmers and ranchers. You know, they do so much. I always tell people that the farming industry is the second most important industry next to the ministry. So let's pray for our farmers and ranchers. And if they get some rain, God bless them. If they get some snow, God bless them. Let's just get this cotton out of the field so we can start concentrating on a soil profile for spring and the wonders all this rain has done for the winter wheat crop. Well, let's hope it all comes through for us in June. And it's a La Nina winter, which means we're not supposed to get anything. We might get some cold weather. We'll just have to see what happens there. Keep in prayer those in need of prayer, the poor, the homeless, the unemployed, the sick, the dying, the lonely, the oppressed, the hungry, the thirsty, the discerning, the broken, the uncertain, the confused. And also continue to pray for the poor souls in purgatory undergoing purification who cannot wait to meet their Savior, Jesus Christ, very soon. And on a personal note, we send condolences to our wonderful, wonderful disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ on the passing of Sister Cecilia Bushnell, whose funeral took place on November 26th. What an outstanding woman. We are going to, when we get our radio program back the weekend of December 13th through 15th, we're going to encore a conversation that we did with Sister Cecilia during Radiothon 2017. And when we did Radiothon, we always tried to bring in some of the women religious from Prayer Town, and we'd always want to hear their vocation stories. And Sister Cecilia's really threw me for a loop in a good way, because she came in and said, "Now, Chris, I was a hippie chick once upon a time." And I reared back and, "You? were a hippie chick, and she tells her story. We'll encore that for you on our next radio program, the weekend of Friday, December 13th through Sunday, December 15th. We're also hoping to have a conversation with Susan Garner to talk about the ugly sweater contest that's happening in this building Tuesday, December 17th. It's in the museum and archives here, and that's about less than 3 weeks from now, and we hope you'll get your ugly sweaters out. And we're also hoping to catch up with Angela Asbill, whose husband, the great Roman Asbill, is our graphic artist here at the Pastoral Center. We're going to talk about that Identity Winter Camp that's coming up. And I think it's not a camp, really. It's a retreat. Friday, January 24th through Sunday, January 28th. So be looking for that. Let's start with Diocesan News. And I want to start with this item because, folks, they do this every year for New Year's Eve, usually. This year, it's going to be a little bit before New Year's Eve. It's the annual Teens Acts. For those of you new to the faith or new to the area, and by the way, welcome if you are. ACTS stands for Adoration, Community, Theology, and Service. It's an Adoration, Community, Theology, and Service retreat, Thursday, December 26th to Sunday, December 29th. It's at the Bishop DeFalco Retreat Center at 2100 North Spring. Now, if you've got a teenager that needs a little bit of enlightenment, that may be a good way of doing it. Or maybe they want to improve their faith life. Well, registration forms are now available at parish offices. You can also get them through the ACTS community website, actsamarillo.org, spelling it actsamarillo.org. Britt Fisk is going to join us in a couple of minutes from the grasslands of northeastern New Mexico, and she's going to talk about the Advent mission going on at St. Mary's Cathedral, which starts on Sunday night at 6 o'clock and continuing the following night at 6 o'clock, St. Mary's Cathedral, 1200 South Washington. The theme of the retreat, A Thrill of Hope. And by the way, that mission will be live streamed at stmarysamarillo.com for those of you that want to stay home and enjoy. Britt Fisk, as we mentioned, who resides on the grasslands of northeastern New Mexico near Clayton, is the speaker for the opening evening of the mission. And we're going to hear her story in just a couple of minutes. Now, that's on Sunday night. Monday night, the mission continues with the focus on Britt's message. And it's also going to include Carols of Advent, led by St. Mary's Music and Liturgy Director Dr. Greg Anand. If Dr. Greg is putting a program together, you know it's going to be top shelf good. And there'll be refreshments at the conclusion of the mission each evening. Now, Father Anthony C. Tony Nash, the rector at St. Mary's Cathedral, wants to remind you that during private prayer time each evening of the mission, Stephen ministers and deacons will be available for those who wish or need to pray with somebody. Need to know more about the Advent mission at St. Mary's Cathedral? 806-376-7204. Another thing about St. Mary's in conjunction with this Advent mission, the Central Deanery of the Diocese of Amarillo will host a Day of Reconciliation Wednesday, December 4th, 11 a.m. to 8:30 p.m. at 1200 South Washington. One of these years, we're going to get brave and use the headline, Calling All Sinners, but not this year. We'll save that for another time. Father Nash says they're hoping to have 8 priests available throughout the day to hear confessions. There'll be multilingual priests available throughout the day. He encourages everyone to join us and take advantage of receiving the Sacrament of Reconciliation during the Advent season as we get ready for Christmas. Need to know more? 806-376-7204. Catholic schools in the Diocese of Amarillo are getting ready for their Advent and Christmas programs in the month of December. St. Mary's Cathedral School's Advent program, Thursday, December 5th. They'll also be drawing for the winner of that really cool-looking quilt that benefits the St. Sister Amabilis Educational Trust Fund at the school. St. Anthony of Padua School, Dowhart, presenting Crusader Candlelight Carols, Sunday, December 10th, starts at 6 p.m. in the sanctuary of St. Anthony of Padua Church at 411 East Texas Boulevard. They've had this one on the front steps of the school facing the north, and it gets a little cold out there, folks. Of course, it doesn't help when somebody parks their car and gives me about that much space between my car and theirs to get my car door open. Another day, another story for another time. Holy Cross Catholic Academy hosting an Advent choir concert Thursday, December 12th in the Holy Cross Catholic Academy Event Center. That's at 4102 South Bonham. It's absolutely free. St. Joseph's School with an Advent program Tuesday, December 17th in the school gym at 4114 South Bonham. And students at St. Anthony School in Hereford presenting its annual Christmas program Thursday, December 19th in the school gym at 120 West Park Avenue. Call the schools for all the details. details. And again, a quick reminder, St. Mary's Cathedral School conducting a quilt drawing. Proceeds will benefit the Sister Amabilis Educational Trust Fund at the school. Tickets are $5. Come on, folks. You can get those from any St. Mary's Cathedral School students or at the school office when they reopen on Monday at 1200 South Washington. That full-size quilt donated by the Sewing Circle at St. Mary's Cathedral. And those folks do outstanding work, so you know you're getting a very, very beautiful quilt. You need to know more? Call the school Monday morning, 806-376-9112. Another school note, Holy Cross Catholic Academy, the 2024 Christmas Classic, Thursday, December 5th through Saturday, December 7th. All of the games in the Holy Cross Catholic Academy Event Center at 4102 South Bonham. If you're our basketball fan, I guarantee you're not going to be bored watching 8 games on Thursday, December 5th, 8 games on Friday, December the 6th, and 6 games on Saturday, December 7th. Look for the story on the diocesan website, amarillodiocese.org, and in the pages of the West Texas Catholic, the newspaper. The flock note went out on that Monday morning, and there will be hard copies available on a first-come, first-served basis this weekend at your parishes. Or you can call Tim Gallegos at Holy Cross Catholic Academy, 806-355-9637. One other note about the Christmas Classic. They are at this time at Holy Cross seeking donations for a hospitality room in the form of catered meals, desserts, drinks, monetary contributions. And by the way, if you donate over $100, your company, your family name, photo, message will be displayed on the gym monitors during the tournament. We'll get to some other Catholic school news in a minute. I want to talk to you couples celebrating your 50th wedding anniversary at this time of the year. We are looking for you. If you were joined in marriage in the Catholic Church between October 1st, 1974, December 31st, 1974, we'd like to pay tribute to you in our big Christmas issue dated Sunday, December 15th. How do you do that? Glad you asked. Couples can send us a current photo or their wedding photo along with their names, the date, and location of their wedding. Put that on a post-it note, please. Please do not write on the back of a photo. It does come through. And we're going to honor these couples free of charge in the final issue of the year. You can email photos to us, westtexascatholic@gmail.com, westtexascatholic@gmail.com, a T at the end of West and one at the beginning of Texas. You can mail them to us, P.O. Box 5644, Amarillo 79117-5644. You can bring them by the Pastoral Center, 4512 Northeast 24th Avenue. You've got to do all this before noon on Thursday, December 5th. If you're mailing a photo, please send a self-addressed stamped envelope so I can get the photos back to you after the date. And again, this is where post-it notes come in handy. Put your name, your address, your phone number, and email address on the back of your photos, preferably on a post-it note. And please, no cell phone camera pictures and absolutely no cell phone camera pictures that you print like at Walgreens or something like that. They do not reproduce well. I don't want you looking bad in the West Texas Catholic. And by the way, that December 15th Christmas issue, it'll be a two-section issue. It's always a big issue. But the second section is going to feature Albert and Rita Hartman, parishioners at St. Hyacinth's Church here in Amarillo, who at the end of the month in December will celebrate their 70th wedding anniversary. Congratulations, Mr. and Mrs. Hartman. Looking forward to sharing your story with all of you. Let's continue with a couple more items before Britt Fisk joins us here on the podcast. The second Desmith County Children's Business Fair, hosted by St. Anthony School, Saturday, December 7th, 9 a.m. to noon in the school gym at 120 West Park Avenue in Hereford. Here's the big stipulation, folks. This fair is only open to children between the ages of 6 and 14 who live in or attend school in Desmith County. So in other words, you know, if we have kids here in Potter Randall, you know, you can't participate in that. Cash prizes are going to be awarded for most original business idea, highest business potential, best presentation. Went to this last year. There were a lot of people there. A lot of the booths were already sold out in the first 30 minutes. It's a $10 booth fee if your application is reviewed and approved. That gets you an 8-foot table and a couple of chairs. Need to know more? Calls St. Anthony School in Hereford Monday morning. Ask for Elaine McNutt, 806-346-2736. Public's invited and encouraged to take part in the 27th Diocesan Celebration of Our Lady of Guadalupe, Sunday, December 8th, we're doing this on the Feast of the Immaculate Conception, which is actually celebrated this year on Monday, December 9th. All of this at St. Mary's Cathedral, 1200 South Washington, Amarillo. Matachinas at 2 o'clock with sacred dances in the sanctuary until 3:30. At 4 o'clock, Bishop Patrick J. Zurich will celebrate Mass. Priests of the Diocese of Amarillo will be celebrating, and we hope that the deacons will come and assist as well. And Deacon Pablo Morales of St. Lawrence Church, who's coordinating this celebration, puts it this way, and I love this quote, "We strongly encourage everyone who is attending to stay for the Mass at 4 o'clock as we celebrate the Mother of Jesus and our Mother. When we celebrate Mary, we celebrate Jesus," end of quote. Couple of items from the Bishop DeFalco Retreat Center. What child is this? The theme of the Bishop DeFalco Retreat Center's Christmas Luncheon. That's on Friday, December 13th at 2100 North Spring. Starts with a special program at 10:30, followed by social time at 11. And during social time, you'll get the opportunity to visit the silent auction and the bake sale. And that bake sale, that doesn't, some of those items go pretty fast. Lunch starts at 11:30. It's $35 per person. You can purchase the tickets online right now, bdrc.org. Now, if you'd like to be involved as a table hostess, maybe you'd be willing to bring something to sell in the bake sale. Get in touch with Sister Elizabeth Ann Dockery, 806-383-1811. You can email her, bishopdefalco@gmail.com, bishopdefalco@gmail.com. The following day, also at the Bishop DeFalco Retreat Center, it's an Advent Women's Prayer Brunch. It's sponsored by Amarillo Rejoicers. Goes from 10 a.m. until noon. It's a ticketed event. The tickets are $20 per person. You can get them online, again, at bdrc.org or at Top of Texas Catholic Superstore in the Signature at 2500 South Coulter. Do keep in mind, seating is limited. Doors open at 9. Again, need to know more about that event. The Bishop DeFalco Retreat Center phone number, 806-383-1811. Fourth annual handmade Christmas craft show at St. Peter and Paul Church in Dumas, Saturday, December 14th. 10 a.m. until 4 p.m. That's in the Pastoral Center at 915 South Maddox. There's going to be a large selection of vendors to shop with, a concession stand, door prizes throughout the day. If you're stuck on some last-minute Christmas shopping, go to Dumas. I think you may find what you're looking for. Need to know more? St. Peter and Paul Church, 806-935-5000. Tickets for the drawing to benefit the 2025 Diocesan Catholic Youth Conference and World Youth Day 2027 delegation representing the Diocese of Amarillo continue to be available, and they're going fast. They're $10 each. That drawing will take place on Pope Francis's birthday, Tuesday, December 17th. Top prize in the drawing, four tickets to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers-Dallas Cowboys game Sunday, December 22nd at AT&T Stadium in Arlington, and there are other prizes as well. Find out more by calling Oscar Guzman, 806-383-2243. Two other items before we bring Britt Fisk in. The first one involves Knights of Columbus Council 1450 at St. Mary's Cathedral. They are selling tickets for the Great Meat Drawing. It's really a great meat drawing. The winning ticket's going to score a $1,000 certificate from Rancher Storefront. My gosh, you may need a new freezer for Christmas for all that. Second prize, $500 Rancher Storefront certificate. Third prize, $250 certificate from Rancher Storefront. Tickets $10 each, six tickets for $50. You can purchase them from any member of the council, and they can be purchased with major credit cards and through Venmo. Again, the drawing on Pope Francis's birthday, Tuesday, December 17th. The Diocesan Museum and Archives hosting an ugly sweater contest Tuesday, December 17th. 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. in the museum down the hall inside the Pastoral Center here at 4512 Northeast 24th Avenue. The evening includes heavy hors d'oeuvres and beverages. First prize for your ugly sweater, $250 cash. Second prize, $100. Third prize, $50. Everyone's invited to join all the folks here for a great evening of food, fellowship, and ugly sweaters, according to Susan Gerner, the diocesan archivist. For those who haven't been to the museum, we hope that you're going to come by and see all the great displays and the historic artifacts and get out those ugly Christmas sweaters and please join us. You could make $250 for something like that. Find out more by calling Susan on Monday morning when she's back, 806-414-1076. Britt Fisk joins us in a couple of seconds, and I do want to remind you, again, you can find out much more in the way of news, amarillodiocese.org. The website is going through a massive renovation, one page at a time. Poor David Wilson's beard is going to turn gray as Methuselah by the time this thing is done, and I don't think there's enough Grecian formula to fix that. But he's doing a great job, and it's going to look great when it's done. AmarilloDiocese.org. Hard copies of the newspaper will be available at your parishes this weekend, first come, first serve. And the final issue of the year, our big one, the Christmas issue, will be dated Sunday, December 15th. If you'd like to get an ad in, deadline's Monday, 5 o'clock. Stories and photo ideas, we need those by Thursday, December 5th at noon. As promised, spending a couple of minutes on our initial beta podcast version number one of the West Texas Catholic, the podcast from the CAPN, also known as Carlo Acutis Podcast Network, is a young lady who's going to be joining us in a very short drive Sunday, December 1st, at St. Mary's Cathedral, starting at 6 o'clock. Ladies and gentlemen, may I introduce to you Britt Fisk from the grasslands of northeastern New Mexico. I saw that and went, grasslands of northeastern New Mexico? There is a lot of grassland up there, but I saw the name Britt, and I thought, okay, what, is this short for Brittany?
Nope.
No?
It's my mom's maiden name. So a family name, and she named me after my grandfather.
Really? And there's a lot of Brits in the Wheeler area. So are you related to all those folks too?
Yes, I am.
And one thing I love about those people, they tell it like it is and they don't pull any punches, and God bless them. I love those people there. Britt Fisk is going to be joining us Sunday night, 6 o'clock, for an Advent mission at St. Mary's Cathedral, 1200 South Washington, here in Amarillo. She's going to be here for Sunday night. We'll continue the message that she's bringing to us Sunday night on Monday evening at 6 o'clock with Advent Carols with Dr. Greg Onofrio. But let's talk about your portion of the Advent mission. The theme is A Thrill of Hope. How did you land on that particular theme for this Advent mission, Britt?
I think we get to this time of year and sometimes it feels like our anxieties are heightened. Maybe the crosses that we bear a little bit heavy. And I heard in a story long ago that God picked this time of year to send his son, of course, and it's the darkest time of year. Our days are short, the nights are long, and I think we're always looking for that light. And God sent it in the form of his son, and through that light gave us hope. And so I think it's important to recall that as often as we can, especially in the culture in which we live today. So that's where I came up with that.
And I love the theme, and you mentioned the culture we live in today with all the stuff that we've got going on, not to mention all the over-commercialization of Christmas, which I promise one of these years they're going to start celebrating or start running Christmas ads the day after Christmas, A. And B, people seem to forget that Christmas does not end at midnight on December 26th. We go all the way to the Epiphany, and in some cases, the baptism of the Lord. And some of us leave our trees up till the presentation of the Lord on February 2nd, as it should be.
Things have been changed by our generations and the way in which we live now. Our focus is taken off of that, but
well, we need
to get back to it.
We need to get that focus back on there. Britt Fisk is our guest here on West Texas Catholic, the podcast from CAPN. We mentioned that she lives in the grasslands in northeastern New Mexico near Clayton, and you came to prominence, I guess, 2 years ago. Thank you, Father Mike Schmitz. Tell us the story about that.
Well, I actually was invited to speak at the Good News Conference, which is put on by Word on Fire. My sister works for Bishop Barron, and them, along with a group called Corporate Travel, asked me to be a keynote speaker at their event. And it just so happened that Father Mike was a speaker there as well. Couple years later, we started selling him some of our beef, and things just, one thing after another. He eventually did one of his Lenten podcasts on my story, and I had no idea until I heard it. So it was quite the fun surprise, but it came about initially through a speech that I had given in Arizona 2 years ago at the Good News Conference.
Finding Beauty in Suffering, I believe is what it was called, right?
Yes, sir.
And you're a big fan of the surrender prayer. Why?
Because I need it. It's one of those prayers, like the Litany of Humility, that is difficult for me to pray. And as I'm saying the words, I'm realizing how much control I like to have over my life. but how much better it goes when I surrender that control to Him.
Amen to that. You have quite the life, young lady. You served the United States for 8 years. Tell us about your service, and thank you for your service, by the way.
Well, that's combined with my husband. I served under George Bush, the 43rd president. I was actually a part of his events office, the Department of Public Liaison, right out of college. And my husband, though, went to West Point and served in the Army for 8 years. So combined, we've got that 8 to 10 years of service as a family.
Fantastic. And your husband completed a tour in Iraq along the way, too, right? Wow.
Yes, sir.
And in this family, there's two master's degrees, and you became Catholic. Were either one of you Catholic going into this relationship, or did you join together? Tell us that story.
I was Catholic. I was a cradle Catholic, but I came from a set of parents where my mom was a cradle Catholic and my dad converted when I was in college. So seeing that conversion, having him come with us to Mass almost every Sunday, and growing up together, going to the church, but seeing him make that decision to finally join was a beautiful, beautiful situation. And I met my husband before he was Catholic. He was actually raised a Methodist and decided on his own that he wanted to join the church right before we got married. So it's been such a gift to our marriage and to our family life that we're both going to church and receiving the sacraments together.
You have 8 children, correct?
I do. I do. 8 in 10 years. So we're busy, but it's the best kind of busy.
That's always a good kind of busy there. You have a grasslands in northeastern New Mexico where you are residing. Tell us about life there.
You know, my family has been a ranching family for 5 generations or more. Jeremy and I came back to the ranch when my son was 2 weeks old. He had never been involved in agriculture. He was actually grew up in Amarillo. But now we're ranching on my parents' land. We do everything with them day to day, from raising calves to getting them weaned at the end of the year. We took a small venture about 5 years ago to try to diversify a little bit and sell our beef directly from the ranch. And it was an amazing experience, one that we realized we don't quite have the time, the necessary time to put in, and we put that on hold for now. But that's how we spend our days, with the animals and our kids, and there's always something tying us down or keeping us busy, but it's a great way to live.
There are no two similar days when you live on a farm or a ranch, correct?
Yes.
And the thing is, yes, you mentioned before we started our conversation, your oldest is 14 years old. Who knows, maybe 10 years from now, that child may be so market-driven and market-analytic-driven that they may say, hey, Mom, Dad, you know, I know we tried to market beef from the ranch years ago. Here's how we can do it now. And that may be the person that can make this happen for you.
Right. And that was our initial thought, is that it could be something that the next generation takes over. And so that doorway has been opened. We'll see if they walk through it, but it would be a neat project.
I hope it will be. Britt Fisk is our guest. She is the keynote speaker for the Advent Mission at St. Mary's Cathedral that starts up on Sunday night, 6 o'clock, 1200 South Washington. She'll be with us Sunday night. And again, if you can't be there and you'd like to watch the presentations at home, the talks are going to be live streamed on the cathedral's website, stmarysamarillo.com, stmarysamarillo.com. So if I were to ask the average person, you know, try to tell the average person why they need to be here, what would your answer be to that?
You know, I think it's a time of year where we can feel alone and kind of like we're carrying our burdens and our crosses by ourselves. And anytime we can join together and seek in community what we sometimes can't get ourselves, I think it's a beautiful gift that the church offers us. We have this Advent. This is actually the beginning of our liturgical year. It's a time to begin again. It's a time for hope and for peace. And Sunday night will be the start of that. And so it's just an opportunity to get started on the right foot.
Britt Fisk joining us for a couple of minutes on our initial beta version one podcast of the West Texas Catholic, the podcast here on Cap'n. And I'm going to give you the last word. Is there anything else that you'd like to bring up? Anything that I didn't ask you that you'd like to bring up now? The floor is yours, Britt.
I just think it's so important right now in our time, where we live, in this time in the liturgical year, to have hope in what's to come, to know that Jesus sees you where you are, to know that he feels your pain, and to know that he's walking with us every step of the way. Sometimes I think we get bogged down in the negativity and the crosses that we carry, but Advent gives us the time to draw near to our Father, and all he's asking is that we come. So let's try to do that this year.
We will see you Sunday night, young lady. Thank you for the time. Thank you and your husband both for your service to our country. We wish you and your family a very happy and blessed Thanksgiving, a very, very blessed Advent. Remember, Advent before Christmas. We have to remind society of that, you know? And I hope that you folks have a very Merry Christmas season. God bless you. Thank you so much for the time, Britt.
God bless you, too. Thank you.
And that does it for the initial beta version one of the West Texas Catholic, the podcast here on Cap'n. By the way, if you missed our little video that we put out a couple of weeks ago when David Wilson so graciously explained all this better than I ever could, Cap'n stands for Carlo Acutis Podcast Network. And we look forward to calling him Saint Carlo Acutis sometime in late April. And we're going to try to find a way to podcast that mass here on Cap'n, which you can find on the diocesan website, amarillodiocese.org. To you and your families, have yourself a very safe and blessed Thanksgiving. We have much to be grateful for in this great country of ours. And may your Advent journey be completely focused on where it's supposed to be these next 24 days. Have yourself a great week. We'll hopefully do this again next week. No radio program again until the weekend of December 13th through 15th. Have a great day. Viva Cristo Rey.